This is my lead enforcer in the Shade Gang, dude.
Lead enforcer?
Yeah. You're like 6'8", dude.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you get over like 6'3" or 6'4", you can really tell anyone like you're whatever height you are.
I'd tell everybody I was 6'9".
Yeah, I think
6'9".
But then they might think you're that.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the horniest place in Texas, Henry's Hideout. It's Texas Music Reviews time. Today we are reviewing Mr. Jesse Robb Jr.'s song, Sitting on a Porch, and thank God for Texas country songwriters like Jesse Robb Jr. keeping true to his word and giving us something awesome, up to the number ones. Today we are joined by a special guest, another podcaster, Mr. Brian from the Red Dirt Aggie Show. Welcome
Let's
to
go.
The show.
Welcome to the round.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man, good to have you. Well, for everybody here, we're going to kick this thing off, man. My name's Harley Ray.
I'm Brian, a.k.a. the Red Dirt Aggie.
I'm Zach Udinen.
I'm Drew Mitchell.
Yeah, man, and let's get into it. So if you're listening, thank you guys for listening. If you're watching, thank you guys for watching. Make sure you like, follow, share, subscribe. If your friends need better taste in music, send them over to Texas Music Reviews. We're going to jump into this. Zach, we always go over to you. What you thinking out of the gate?
Out of the gate, man, I mean, I love this song right off the rip. But I want to address something first. The shirt that I'm wearing.
Okay,
I just want everybody to see this. Maybe, arguably, the greatest band ever out of Texas. We can fight about it. Pantera. I wore this today. I actually bought this off Amazon, had it delivered via Prime, so I could wear it during your episode, Brian.
And why is that?
Because you didn't know who they were.
Well, I mean, you know, I know one song, right? But Cowboys
He did know Cowboys from Hell, which, as a Cowboys fan, I appreciate that.
Nah, man, screw the Cowboys.
Light him up in the comments, ladies and gentlemen. Light him up.
Now he's talking.
He's a Cowboys fan?
I'm a Cowboys fan.
Are you really a Cowboys fan?
Are you kidding me?
Here we go.
Are you kidding me?
Here we go.
Am I a Cowboys fan?
My man.
Hell no.
Yeah, bub. My sister also went to UT instead of
A&M. You know what? You're the worst. You know that? You really are.
See, we're some maroon-blooded Texans and Astros fans over here, right?
Let me just say this song. Enough about busting Brian's chops.
Let's get in it.
Jesse Robb Jr. sitting on a porch, his latest number one at Texas Country Radio. There's a line in this song. I won't specify which one, but if you listen in the song, in the second verse, there is a clip that I have Jesse Robb Jr. saying he wrote that part for me. So I love this song. And right off the rip, it's a great radio song, which I think is why it went number one. But, you know, you're toe-tapping. You feel like you're on the porch. You're visually in your mind. You're there with Jesse. You know, I kind of get like a Cracker Barrel scene in my mind, you know, in one of those rocking chairs.
Okay.
And what's also funny is Jesse does not drink at all, ever. Doesn't drink
Hashtag
beer.
Hashtag team sober.
Yeah, so, and he also doesn't curse, which is something that I'm trying to work on myself, but and I really respect that, Jesse. But I think he might have said something in this song that he normally wouldn't say, but he said when he's singing, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, but no holds barred. No holds barred. I think there's something to be said, and most country songs about less being more, you know, and in this song, it doesn't seem like he's doing too little or too much, but I like his minimalistic approach to processing the vocals. It's very raw, very Jesse. There's not much done. I mean, if you've ever heard him live or you've ever heard him just acoustically without a mic or anything, that's what he sounds like, ladies and gentlemen. There's no cookie cutting going on, you know? Like, it's very Jesse. He does all of his signature styles, and he gets right down to the point and cuts the fat off the steak for you, you know what I mean? It just gives you that meat, and I love that about Jesse. I think that's why he's one of the more prolific guys here in Texas, so shout out to that one. What'd you think, Brian?
Well, and yeah, I mean, it's a simple song, but that definitely doesn't make it a bad song.
No.
Like, you know, it's catchy, and it's something that I could see myself, you know, in a place like this, hearing, you know, loud over the speaker.
Yeah.
Mr. Zach over here spinning it, and some people out there on the floor dancing. So I think, you know, it's one of the songs that's just...
And I'll say this, too. He's one of the most prolific songwriters in Texas country history. Jesse Robb Jr. has written some Texas country anthems that if you are in a honky-tonk on a Friday or Saturday night, you will hear. And I think it's a skill that he's probably developed over the years to make them seem so simple. You know, those are the best songs, right? So hats off to you, dude. J-Rob, I love you, man. And you know another thing that I like about J-Rob, too? This has nothing to do with the song, but he is so... mentally positive all the time. He's always pushing, have a good day. Man, right?
Like, he's not a stranger to anybody. No one's a stranger to him.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
He definitely does that.
He does live by that mantra, you know, a stranger is a friend I haven't met yet kind of guy, kind of vibe you get from him. What do you think of the song?
Dude? I love the song, dude. It's catchy.
Yeah.
It is catchy. The album art, it paints a great picture of sitting on the porch. Yeah. That John Deere green out, all the little cornfield. I mean, the album art, to me, like, album art matters.
Really?
Album art matters, man. Like, it's, if I'm listening to the song, give me something to visually compare it to or literally, like, backpack it with, right? I love album art. Like, El Paso, prime example. That album art's great for El Paso.
Yeah.
One's great.
I've never been one to care about album art. So it's cool. It's interesting to hear your take on that because I'm always the type of guy that's like, okay, what's the title track on the album? I'll listen to that one first, and then I'll go listen to the rest of the album if I like the title track on the album.
Yeah. I will say, to your point, I appreciate as a radio guy when artists put the effort in to the artwork, right? When they see that as part of the package.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you, back in the day when we had CDs, that's the first thing that you would see. You would look at it, right? And you would open it up and then you would pop it out. But I dig it too, like on iTunes now. I'm an iTunes guy, not a Spotify guy, but you don't like that either?
No,
well, you don't like that either?
You don't like Spotify, artists getting paid?
Don't like UT. Don't
sorry,
like
you're on the right side of the table, dog. I got you. If he comes swinging, don't worry, man.
No, but I just, you know, I don't even know where I was saying. I'm so disappointed.
Talk about the album art.
The album artwork, man. I love it when they incorporate that, and I really think it helps complete the package, right?
Right.
Yeah, I love the song, dude. It is catchy.
And it was cool artwork. Like,
I think what's really cool, too, is that you don't typically hear a lot of organ being done. And if you listen close on this song, you can hear a soft organ in the background really driving, you know, the notes of the song, driving the chords of the song and stuff like that to leave a lot of room for expression and less rhythm guitar. There's more lead work being done, picking around and stuff, which is also really cool because if you listen to it again, third time, fourth time, fifth time, that leaves you room to find something new inside of the song. And I think that's a really good idea, especially when you approach your vocal processing in a minimalistic way. You're giving a very raw feel, but you're showing off that these other musicians also have very raw talent inside of their playing as well. And I think an organ really brings that Southern vibe into it to let you know, like, hey, we're down here in Texas doing the thing, you know? So.
Yeah.
Man, like, I have a big appreciation for artists who aren't trying to just reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
It's country. Keep it country.
Yeah.
You know, if it's rap, keep it rap.
I think he has a song called that.
Does he really?
I think he does. He probably does, dude.
He probably does. Writes everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he told me that he wrote 75 songs, and I might be underselling that a little, but I think he told me he wrote 75 songs last year.
Sheesh. That's a lot of work, man.
There's a method. He's a great songwriter. He does co-writes all the time, you know?
Yeah.
He's got it figured out.
And he does good stuff. He does a lot of it, and he does good stuff, you know? And if you need work, good work, you can go see our boys, Burke Family Plumbing in Conroe. For any of your plumbing needs, if you're in a sticky situation, they'll get you out of it. Like I always say, man, if you need good work, go see Burke. Tell them the boys from TMR sent you. Also, up there in the corner, you probably noticed that little logo. It's the TCMA logo, Texas Country Music Association. Right now, in the description below, there's a link to the Texas Country Music Association.org. That's a mouthful. And if you click on that link, you can join up with us and join up with all the other TCMA members and claim all the benefits that are open to you as a songwriter, as a fan, as a band, as an industry professional. Right now, the voting is, I think it's closed?
Voting is closed.
Voting is closed for the Texas Music Reviews Podcast of the Year, but we are keeping our fingers crossed. There's a lot of great podcasts out there. Yours as well, man. Where can we find your podcast?
We are on YouTube, or on Spotify, Apple, and recently, from this point forward, we are on the Texas Country Network. So,
Hey, dude! Hey, congratulations! Yeah. So I do want to tell them, you know, the Texas Country Network is my baby. It's a project of mine, and I have the privilege of being the president of content and programming at the network. And Brian and what he's done with the Red Dirt Aggie Show immediately was one of the first people that I reached out to see if he would join, you know, our network. And he immediately agreed to do it. And we're so happy to have Brian on and the Red Dirt Aggie Show doing exclusive content for the Texas Country Network. If you haven't seen some of his episodes with Parker McCollum or Treaty Oak, we're going to link those in the description below, and you got to check them out, and you got to see his new stuff on the Texas Country Network website. So, again, dude, welcome to the fam. We're excited to have you, dude. You do great work, and I love your passion for Texas and Texas country music.
And we got some cool stuff coming up. We're going to be, you know, going out to some live shows and stuff, too, and making content there. Different stuff
going
than our
mobile.
Normal interviews. So, trying to go mobile and get some more, you know, interesting stuff. So.
Dude, that's awesome, man. We all like to keep it in the family here. We support anybody out there that's creating and supporting Texas music, especially, you know, Texas country music, because we love us some Texas country music.
Yes, we do.
But, man, Jesse Robb Jr., you done did it again, son. A beard to match, such a magnificent personality. He's
one of the best beards in country music.
I mean, come out.
Yeah, the things.
I'm working. I had a good length going for a while, but I cut it every Christmas.
Yeah.
So this is since
y'all
Christmas.
Got tips. Mine's patchy as hell.
Drew cut his on Christmas too. Drew went full baby face on Christmas.
I did, man, and I regretted every little
I regretted it for you, dude.
I regretted every second.
I look like I'm 12. If I got rid of this man, my wife won't let me shave it off. I told her, I'm like, I need to get rid of this. She's like, no, please.
Hey, you got a lady. It's up to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's the boss.
That's the Christmas present for my wife. I get to cut it every year for her. But from all of us here at Texas Music Reviews, I don't really have too much else to add, fellas. Did we get it done?
I think we did. J-Rob also has a new album coming soon. Stay tuned for that. Keep your ears pinned back for that. We love you, Jesse. I love you, man. You're a good friend. You're a good dude. And you're Texas country music would not be the same without you in this scene.
Amen.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. And you always have a platform here or anywhere I'm at.
Yeah, man. Drew, do you have anything else you wanted to add?
I don't have anything else to add. The song doesn't need to be redone. Doesn't need to be covered. It just needs to be Jesse Robb's song. So I did it.
Y'all just need to get out there and listen to it. In the description below, there's
listen
a link to Jesse Robb.
Listen to him on a porch with a beer.
Check it out.
With
a Colorado Kool-Aid.
You pissed off at your tractor? We got a song for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Jesse's got a song for everything, man.
Yeah.
Well, from all of us at Texas Music Reviews, thank you for watching. My name's Harley Ray. I'll keep an ear out for you.
I'm Brian the Red Dirt Aggie.
I'm Zach United. I'll see you in the honky tonk.
Drew Mitchell, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. See you next time.
Sitting on porch.